Hey guys, happy Sunday fun day and welcome to the Wow That's Crazy podcast, ladies edition. This is girl time.
Hey.
Hello, hello, hello world. I have some beautiful black girl magic ladies joining me today. We have Taylor.
Hello.
Say hi, Taylor.
Hey, y'all.
Our regular podcast mate. She's our intern. She's the person that's responsible for our photos, just making sure we looking good, everything is in place, our hair, our shirts, just everything. So shout out to you, Taylor, and thanks for sitting here at the table. Then we have my mommy.
Hello.
Mommy. Some call her Cassie, I call her Mom, Mommy, Mom, my BFF, my everything, so... Thank you for coming, Mom.
You're so welcome.
You look lovely today. You look
beautiful. Thank you. So do you.
Thank you. And I have my Tootsie, is what I call her, my Tootsie. Her name is Maya, my little sister, the baby of the bunch.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Maya.
Hey.
She's shy. The shy youngin of the bunch, the youngest. Mm-hmm. My Toots. I call her my Toots. I talk about her all the time, my natural beauty. So, what's up, ladies? What's going on? Welcome to the table.
Thank you.
Mom,
thank
you watch you.
Look, thank you for having us.
You are welcome.
I watch every week, faithfully.
Yes, and
well,
I thank you, Mom.
I'm here.
Yes. Right in the place.
Yes.
Yes.
The place to be.
Yes. Before we get started, I want to give a shout out to the creator of this lovely podcast, James. His birthday was Thursday. Happy birthday, my brother. I hope you are having a good time, relaxing, enjoying yourself. Salute to you. We are taking care of your baby. It is in good hands. So relax. Enjoy the day. We good. We got some wine. We gonna celebrate. Say salute to you and happy birthday. So happy birthday, my brother. Happy birthday, James.
Happy birthday, James.
Yes.
Many more to come.
Yes. I hope you are really relaxed. It's a beautiful day that the Lord has made. So enjoy it. And I know you're kicking back and just enjoying the day. So, Taylor, how was your week?
It was okay. School.
Yeah. Girl, I trade you school. Oh, you want to go to work? I'll go to school. Trust me, if all I got to do is some schoolwork and just show up on time and don't be tardy. Yes. So just school, that's it.
And I had went to my cousin's game on Saturday.
Okay. Okay. What type of game?
It was the basketball game.
Okay. So you in the sports?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Basketball. That's
basketball.
It.
Yeah, okay. That's it. Okay. That's it. Yeah, I'm learning something new. I know. So you in the sport. That's what's up. Yeah. So sports school, just.
Yeah. And dance. I wanted to do cheer, but I don't know. I can't do dance and cheer at the same time. Because they both practice at the same time. So I can't.
So you got to pick one.
Yeah. And I don't know which one to pick yet.
Okay. So you kind of figuring out which one is going to be more fun for you?
Yeah.
See, I never got into sports in school, girl. I was just went to school, did my work, got out. That's it.
Yeah. Be like that. I used to be like that.
Yeah.
I used
to be like that. Yeah, that's what's up. So you like basketball and dance and cheerleading. So, yeah, that's what's up. You can shoot. Some of them sports, you can get scholarships for school.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can go away to college. That's also always a good thing, too. So you should look into some stuff like that. But I see Mom.
Yes.
What's going on, Mom?
Nothing much.
The Queen Mama.
Hey,
we got four generations in here. We got you got me, you got Maya, and then we got the baby.
Yes,
we all from four different generations of time and life.
And that's a beautiful thing.
Yes,
it is.
How was your week, Ma?
My week was beautiful.
Yeah, it's good.
Worked all week.
Always been a hard worker.
Relaxed on my days off, you know.
Relax.
Other than that, relax.
Had some wine, because we know we like the wine.
We did.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Good old red wine. Mm-hmm. It's our favorite. Yes,
it is. But my week was good. Mm-hmm. Blessed.
I'm so happy that you're here.
I'm happy to be here.
Yes, everybody always asks me about me. I'm like, this is the woman that is responsible for just my shaping, my molding. You know, the class I got, the charisma, you know. I always say you're the green tea to my Hennessy. You're the green tea.
Wonderful.
You're the good part of me.
Okay.
The same. I got two sides of me.
Yes.
The other side, I try to tell people mine.
Well, Kiana, we all have two sides. You know?
But my sad people be like, I try to tell them, like, I got two sides to me. So, yeah, but I'm just happy I'm geek.
But I still that good side in you. So. Yes.
You are responsible for that. And I want to talk about that in a minute. I want to get into that. About generations, I feel like we got so much at this table today.
Okay.
With us, you know, beautiful black women, you know, from different generations. You know, like I said, from your generation, you're my mom. Yes. I'm your oldest daughter. This is my little sister. And then we have Taylor, who's the baby of the bunch. So it's just so many, you know, it's dope. Hey, my little Tootsie. You know, I'm my little shy, natural beauty is what I call you. Well, how was your week? Because I know you got something to tell.
I didn't really do nothing. I don't know.
Girl.
Yesterday.
Now, you know.
I mean, yeah, my weekend was good, but my week was just, you know.
You and Spike laying up.
Mm-hmm.
You and your bae.
Yeah, me and my dog.
The family dog.
I mean,
the family dog. Come on now. Listen. Right now, you heard it. Said the wrong row.
Well, the family dog. Me and the family dog.
Spike. Look, we don't play.
Right. Okay.
Everybody wants some credit when it comes to Spike, right? We ain't listening. Yeah. Spike. Yes. But so you say, your weekend. Tell us about this weekend. What happened?
Well, I went to a candlelight yesterday. This girl, I know she passed, so.
Yeah. What's her name?
Her name, Asia.
Rest in peace,
shout
Asia.
Shout out to her. Yeah, that's
yeah, rest in peace.
Real.
And shout out to her family.
Yeah.
Loved ones. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We do send our prayers and condolences. I hate to hear about it. I hate to hear about loss. Just it's so much of it. And just want to send our condolences out. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, I'm here with y'all.
Blessed. I'm grateful to have you here.
Okay. I'm happy to be here.
Anytime I can spend with you, I am thankful. Okay. This is the same person that used to follow me around, calling me Connie. Mm-hmm. I can't get 30 minutes. So thank you for being in my presence.
You're welcome.
Yes, I do. I tell people all the time, it's my Tootsie Pop. You can't tell me nothing about you. I don't care. You don't do no wrong. So my sister, she don't do no wrong. Yeah. So how was your weekend? Because I know you got a little something action.
I mean, my weekend was good.
What you do? Enlighten us. I love to hear your stories of what happened.
I mean, you seen what happened.
Yeah, I did.
Everybody seen what happened.
I ain't trying to tell.
Okay.
Well, Mama, you want to spill the tea? Yes. Please tell. Because I don't want to seem like I'm the snitchy big sister. Yeah.
I mean, I was doing what I normally do.
Well,
you know.
And what is that, Maya?
Shay, you ain't Shay.
With my car, like, I got a fast car or whatever.
Yes,
so.
Fast and Furious.
Yes,
that boy
is
sweet. And I seen you the footage, last footage.
Yeah, I had, you know, spinning me, burning my tires out.
So that's why you had to go buy two new ones.
Yeah, I had to get two new ones.
This is a segment, ladies and gentlemen, of how it is, just with day to day.
Yeah, but
because it can get
taken care of, though.
But it can be very expensive.
I understand that, but I mean.
So you gotta.
I'm taking care of it, so I just feel like that's
well,
one thing
good
that matters.
To hear.
I be so, and I do. I don't call you as much no more, but I shoot them texts. I show up on that FaceTime. I will FaceTime. If you don't answer, I'm gonna give you a break, then I'll call back. Because I need to see you. I need to hear you. I need to know that you're fine.
Yeah, you call every 5 minutes.
I sure do.
You better make asking the same questions that I just told you.
Yes, because you're my Tootsie Pop. As a big sister, I feel like it's my duty to make sure that you're okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then not only am I your big sister, but we're so far apart in age. So to me, I mean, I can't. That's part of the change of generational curses for me. You know what I'm saying? So many people have sisters and people that don't check on them, don't have a relationship. Like, if I have nothing else, I got, you're my sister. We come from the same beautiful black woman. So without that, we cut from the same cloth. Mm-hmm. So I know you got the same type of energy that I got. You know what I'm saying? So I take that very serious. It's like our brothers. My siblings, I talk about y'all so much, people probably get tired of it, but I'm proud of y'all. Because I had dibs on this beautiful person right here. As much as you used to follow me around and I kept and looked after you, girl, yes, I'm going to be all in your business.
Yeah, I know.
Yes. So I got the right, I earned the right, honey. So yes, but I ain't going to scold you, but I just want to say that. Yes. But yeah, so I mean, it is what it is, and I love you, and I want you to be all right. I want you to be better than me. I want to help you get through these blocks, if I can, bumps that I've ran into. I didn't have nobody other than Mama. You know what I'm saying? And she was being a mother and trying to learn how to be a mother while she was raising me. So here I am, a grown woman, trying. I'm giving you this knowledge. I know you're going to live your life, but I want to help you, guide you through if I can. That's all. I want you to live. I tell you, and you the bomb. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You ambitious. You go out, you about your business. You humble. You shy. You respectable. And you don't bother nobody. You just do you. And I love it. But I'm going to be on your tail, and I'm going to be calling. Yeah. So if you see that FaceTime, just tap in.
I always do.
Yes, because I'm calling. I don't care. Listen, if I don't do nothing else, you're going to hear from me every day. And if you don't hear from me, then you need to call me and see what's up. Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's on YouTube, see? You. Yeah, I do. Yeah. I tell, like, I'm. She know what we talk. Don't we talk about this? Yeah, I tell her, like, I just want you to be good. If I know you good, then I'm good.
And just, you know, and it's not just you.
Yeah.
I'm calling and texting all the time.
Yeah,
hey,
I know.
Where you at?
Yeah.
What you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You coming home?
Hey, Sunshine.
So I'm doing the same thing, Sunshine.
She'd be like, hey, Sunshine.
That's right. Yeah. We all have names for each other.
Yeah, we
so,
do. That's we know, the nickname family. Good. We got about.
Yes.
I'm probably the only one that don't got a nickname other than Sunshine. That's it. But everybody, I got a nickname for everybody.
Yes, you do.
That's my love, you know? And, I mean, it's just family. Mm-hmm. Today, we just, it's all about, I wanted to do an episode where it's showing women, you know, different walks, different ages, different.
Yes.
We all doing different things. We're different ages, but we're women in this world. And just showing love, sisterhood. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, I've always wanted to break generational curses. We talk about this a lot, Mom.
Yes.
We talk about, like, you know, as a child, things that, you know, you wanted to make sure that your kids didn't have to go through that you went through and vice versa. So I feel like every generation is paying attention to the generation before them, seeing the things that they want to make a change of.
Yes.
So that's why I feel like I love having a mother that I can talk to, a sister. I learn from you. I learn about all the rap music, all the latest this and that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a value in having women around you that you care about. And just me even being here with you, Taylor, just your energy. You know what I'm saying? You always smiling. You know what I'm saying? You very polite and pleasant. And I like that about you. It's
Thank
just a warm experience.
That's a good
And I know I talk you to death. No. I know I do. I be because I talk a lot, but I like to.
I do too.
Yeah. So if I'm, I always tell people if I'm talking to you, that means I'm digging you and I'm feeling your energy. Mm-hmm. If I don't talk to you, then that means I don't feel you.
Right.
And that's just what it is. So I like it. Just being around women, you know, we vibing and we cool. So what y'all want to talk about? Because I can go on and on. Y'all know I can talk.
What do you want to talk about?
So tell me, Mom, like as a mom, like what's important to you? What has been your number one, like, goal, aspiration for your, like, just to be a wife? You're a wife.
I am.
You are a wife.
Yes,
let's say.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Yes.
Please.
I've been.
Yes.
Oh, well, I am a wife.
You are a wife.
22 years.
Yes. 22 years. Okay, we're going to ding, ding, ding. Hit this bell, y'all. Get a little bit of that. Yes. Hit that bell.
Yes.
That good energy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you a wife? You a mom?
Yes, I am. I'm all of those good
You about
things.
To be a grandma?
Yes, I am.
Yes,
that's
we got a little.
That's beautiful.
Yes, I can't wait to see you in your grandma. Just
oh
in granny
goodness.
Mode.
Wow. Yes.
I can't wait. You're going to have her out there planting in the garden
wait.
With
I
you.
Can't wait.
She going to have her husband out there in the garden.
Yes, our bundle of joy will be here at the end of the year, hopefully. So
she might see that in January.
Well,
yeah,
know.
She an Aquarius, a baby.
Just whenever she gets here, it's going to be,
swagged
so
out.
Exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Got a little girl coming.
So just being a mother, I have four beautiful children that I love so much.
And we love you too.
I have a grandson as well.
Yes.
I don't know how you leave him out.
Braylon, yes.
Braylon,
yeah.
And then like we were just discussing, the new bundle of joy that's coming hopefully at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a blessing to be able to see my children just grow.
Mm-hmm.
Very intelligent, smart. And just out here doing what you guys do.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm very proud of each and every one of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think I have a little bit in all of you in that. So, it's saying that I think I did my job, and
you
I think
did.
I did it well.
Yeah. I mean, you, to be honest, your job is you still doing.
Yes, I'm still doing it. I know me and you grew up together, and I was, hey,
like, literally,
my main thing was taking care of you.
Yeah, and I can always have, like I always tell people when I brag about it, I always say, my mom, I knew it had to be hard for you. Because you were young, and that's why I say we grew up together. You were 19 years old, and 20 years old when you had me. You know what I'm saying? So you were growing up figuring out how to be you and be somebody's mother. And I've never, ever felt like I was a burden for you. You know what I mean?
And Kiana,
never. So I appreciate that,
never.
You know?
You know, we grew up together. My job was to make sure I took care of you.
Yeah.
And that's what I did.
Effortlessly. Yes. You didn't complain. You ain't talk about my... And I always tell people, like, my mama never... I can't get you to tell me nothing about my daddy. If I ask you something, you'd be like, girl... You don't throw no shade at him. No. You ain't baby daddy bashing. No. You like, that is in the past. That's your daddy.
I don't need to do that.
I remember you telling me, you get to know your daddy. You see what he about. Exactly. You didn't bash him. You ain't say nothing about this man. And even up until he passed, you just was like, you ain't, most women be letting it out.
Yes.
Be baby daddy bashing. And you like.
I'm my fan. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. Some water here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, but
excuse us, guys. This wild is crazy. Mommy, you're welcome to the table. Welcome to the table. We got to keep it a little cool in here and make sure it's a little cool and the air is flowing because we ladies in here, we get a little hot from time to time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yes, but yeah, back to what we were saying. Like, you know, you ain't never seen nothing, man. I always admired it about you because I know it was hard trying to figure out how to be a mother. You know, having a child.
It's not easy.
And out here trying to figure out how to grow and, you know, just make it through life. You never complain. And I know, you know, things were probably times where you felt like it was hard because it got to be. My heart, I always salute to women that have kids. I'm not a mother yet, so I can't imagine how it is to have to, you know, figure out how to be somebody's mom and still figure out how to be yourself. Exactly. Yeah, and the love that you have for me and my siblings, like, you love us, flaws and all.
Yes, I
highs
do.
And lows, good and bads, ins and outs. When we at our lowest, when we at our highest, when we just at a balance, you love us and you don't judge. You take us as we are. And I always respected that and admired that about you because I'm like, you know stuff about me that people will never know because you're my safe place. So I feel like talking to you and letting you know about things, that makes me feel like I have somebody that I can trust. And that's you. So I always say, like my mom, they always say you can't be a mother and be a friend to your child. But you prove that you can. Because I have a respect for you. Like, I know that you're my mama.
But it's always mother first.
Mother first. Oh, yes, mother first. Look, mother first. Yes.
You have to remember that.
You got to have that level of respect.
The parent first. Yes.
Yeah. And I always know how to make sure I'm being respectful. And even when I be, you know, feel like I'm being, I be like, sorry, mom, excuse me. Because I always want to make sure I'm being respectful. So I always admire that about you. But you dope. And I just want to tell you that I salute to you all the time. People, you know, I'm very, very protective over you.
And thank you so much.
If you ain't rocking with them, I ain't rocking with them.
Yeah,
I don't play about my mama. I don't. Do I play? No. Yeah. But talk, ladies, youngin'. So y'all enlighten us on the what it's like. What is y'all generation? What they call y'all generation what?
I don't know.
Generations X, Z. Y'all know. Y'all tapped in. Y'all don't know what they call y'all.
I don't know that they don't like our generation.
Why?
They think we're ghetto.
What do they mean?
They think
ghetto.
We're just, like, too much.
Like y'all
just how I do stuff and you don't agree with it. Like we like that type of stuff. Like we into it.
Oh my goodness.
What? Well,
I'm saying. Oh, she's saying they call you guys ghetto. Where did they come from?
The stuff that get posted on Instagram and all of that and everything. So they're like, this young generation is horrible. Mm. Yeah. So
I don't think so.
Yeah. I wouldn't say.
No, everybody just growing right now, you know, and all generations are, you know, are different.
I wouldn't say
that.
I wouldn't say ghetto.
You guys are just, you know, you're
different. I just think we young and, you know, they was doing stuff when they was young. I don't know.
It's 2021. I feel like some of the stuff that I do, you might think it's old and play it out and be like, what is that? And some stuff you do, I don't understand it, but I don't judge it. But I understand you're born in a different time. Yeah. I feel like y'all technology kids. Everything is about technology and easily accessible. Yeah. When I was growing up, I had to go and ask, can I go see my friend and get dropped off? Y'all can do a FaceTime, do an Instagram live, chat, this and that. Like, I feel like you guys really don't have from my perception of it, y'all don't know how to have, like, face-to-face contact, like, real social skills with people. And it's just from my observation because everything is so easy for y'all to get on the phone. Y'all get to do a Skype or a chat. And it's like, that suffice the need to see somebody, you know? Mm-hmm. As for me, I want to see you in person. Like, you know how I come over? Mm-hmm. Even if it's for an hour, I want to see you in person. This FaceTime is not just going to do enough for me. Do you feel like, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, y'all want to just see a person on FaceTime or shoot a text. And it's like, oh, that's good. Like, I tell you, like, you can't call your sister. Like, I got to call you all the time. Like, why I got to always reach out to you? Like, check on me. I'm the older sister. No. Tap in and say, hey, sis, you good over there? But I should have texted you and you like, okay, or I FaceTime you. I feel like that's the only way I'm going to see you because I can't catch up with you. So y'all always on the go. Mm-hmm. just living, and I admire the living. Yeah, but it's like, I feel like y'all don't slow down enough just to pay attention to what y'all got in front of y'all. Y'all just go, go, go. And then y'all look at us like we crazy when you just be trying to tell y'all to just, like I tell you all the time, sometimes it's cool to just sell and just fall back and just pay attention, because you sometimes life can pass you by so fast, because y'all the fast and furious generation is what I call y'all. Y'all don't got no limit. No limit soldiers. Just be out here living, doing whatever. Reckless. Yes. Impatient. Yes. But it's a good in it, because y'all in this crazy time, like if you look at the world around us now, it's so much chaos and chaotic, but y'all get right into chaos with it. So, yeah, but I don't think y'all ghetto. I think y'all I wouldn't say ghetto. They say that, though?
They
ghetto?
Say that, yeah. Well,
not ghetto.
No.
That's harsh. I mean, ghetto. Y'all living. I mean, I wouldn't say ghetto, but, like, y'all might think I'm old school, because I like to go to bed at 10 o'clock, maybe. Like, what is that? You know what I'm saying? Or even you go to bed earlier than that.
I go before then.
Yes. I mean,
well, that's only because I get up so early. My day starts at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Man,
so,
I still don't see how you do that, Mom. At 5 a.m., I don't want to see nobody.
I love it.
No.
You know, no, I do, too.
I love it.
You like getting up early?
I mean, I
get in and get
out. Like, I'd rather get in early, get out early.
Yeah, get out early. Like, what's up?
At 5 a.m., though?
That's when I start, at 5 a.m.
No, not 5 a.m. I feel like we need, like, at least 8. I feel like it should be a law. I feel like anybody about to be working all day, every damn day either. I feel some type of way about the work. Like the system of the 9 to 5, and that's another topic for another day.
It's not an everyday all thing day. You're getting your days off.
Yeah.
You know, so.
They be asking for you to work on them days off at these jobs. Want to work the hell out of somebody. Like, I got to tap into me and take a rest.
Yeah.
That's how it seems. Like, they just want to work you. But it's like, getting up early for me is a struggle. I got to have coffee. Thanks, Mommy. You introduced me to coffee. What was I about?
That's the start of my day.
How old was I? I don't even remember.
Ooh, you had to be a teenager.
Teenager, yeah.
Yes.
And wine. Oh, Lord.
Well, you was grown, good wine. Man.
My 21st birthday was lit. You about to be 21.
When your birthday? Next month on the 10th.
21, honey.
Libra. Yes.
What's your sign?
A Pisces.
We got a Pisces, an Aquarius, a Libra, and a Cancer. All different zodiac signs. Yes. But we all vibing, so it's good. It's good energy. Yeah. So we got a 20. You gonna be 20. What you gonna do differently when you get 21? Like, what you feel like? Because I know you like, oh, I can't wait to get 21. So what you feel like about to happen at 21?
I don't know. Every day, I just feel like I want to do stuff better than what I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to be stuck in the same spot. Like, I feel like I'm young, but at the same time, I don't want to be, you know, wasting time, you know, then get old and then be like, I wish I would have.
Say that again. Yes. Wasting time. Yes. I feel like some of this talks we be having, I feel like you be feeling. Do you be feeling it when I be talking?
I know you just be trying to look out for me, and I don't be mad or nothing. I just, you know, don't want to hear it all the time. But I know, like, you my big sister, like, you got the best interest for me. So.
Yes, and you. But you sometimes do you see when I be, if some shit happen, you be like, oh, my sister told me about it.
Yeah.
Yes, because I be telling you, because I be seeing the BS, and I be trying to school you, because I didn't, like I said, mama was busy trying to provide and be a mama, and I didn't have nobody like, hey, girl, you better watch out for this, that, and the third. So I had them run into a lot of things, like growing up being the oldest. Like, I had a lot of hurdles that I have conquered that I just try to tell you, Martez. And little Mark, like, I didn't even tell him things about different stuff. We tell each other things, and like I said, I thrive off of y'all too, because y'all tell me when I'm being too much, because everybody know I can be like, I'm the mean one. I'm the cut off person of the family. Don't I cut it off? I'm the no nonsense. Like, I don't have time for it, because people be knowing exactly what they doing, and I'm not about to play with you. So I'm the person that's like, I analyze it, I analyze it from the tea, like, why did this person do this? Let me see if it's me or if it's who it is. And then once I break it down and it's BS, I'm done with it. Yeah. But I'll just be trying to, and I know you're going to live your life, and I want you to, but I just feel like I just need to, you know, just sometimes just tap into it. It's all up. I promise you. I don't be as bad.
You're not as bad, no. Not as bad as y'all used to be.
We love you.
As we used to be.
Well, mama going to be on you, because she be on me.
I'm always on you. I'm going to stay on you.
My mama, she, you know. I mean, I think I'm getting older, so y'all kind of chilled out a little bit.
Yeah.
But
do you feel like we do? Like, because
I feel like I really chilled out a bit.
I don't call as much. I don't even FaceTime as much. If you don't answer FaceTime, I shoot you a text like she must be busy. Mm-hmm. When you pick up and I see you busy, I'll be like, okay, then.
But everything we do, Maya, is out of love.
Yeah,
you know, and that's all it is. We just want you to be safe.
Yeah.
Out here, so much going on out here in the world to where, you know, you just have to be careful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. And I promise you, like, all the corners you've been in, I done already bent them a few times. So I always tell you, it ain't nothing you done did, honey. I probably done did it, but it may be in a different way. All the little, I done did it. And I done hit so many roadblocks and had to take detours because I had to figure it out. So I'm just telling you, I want you to build your own map and journey through life. But I'm going to always, even in afterlife, I'm going to be there forever, ever. Like, you going to be like, what did my sister say? Yeah, and that's all I want. Like, for me, generational curse is giving you something that I didn't have somebody to give me. You know what I'm saying? Having that relationship. Because you're going to grow. You may be a mom one day. You're going to have a niece. So we about to have a niece. So, you know what I'm saying? Yes. It's different things that you can instill in her and vice versa. So I just really want the best for you. And that's it. And I'll be like, let me leave her alone. Because I know she'd be like, this is my sister. Because I be blowing you up. And I do Martez too. But, you know, and Marky, because boys are different. I check on them for different reasons. But for you, because it's like you're like the Fast and Furious of the siblings. Like, you be out, and people be like, "I see your sister." I'm like, "Long as you don't even try."
The Nighthawk. That's what I call it. The Nighthawk. Yeah.
You have people in your business like that, Taylor. Like, you know, like just bothering, making sure you just like
my mama.
Your mom, as she should. Yeah. I don't see no problem
it's
with
irritating.
It. Like, why though? What's irritating about it?
It's not. Y'all gonna thank us one
it's
day.
Like,
yes, I'm trying to tell you.
She called 25. I could be at my uncle's house. She always calling me. I'm safe. At least I'm at my uncle's house, and I tell her that, and she always calling. What you doing, daughter? Or she texting? What you doing? Or something.
Yes, because you know why? You
got
call. We be worried about y'all. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm telling you, like, it's crazy out here. And people prey on women, young women. You got these crazy men. They be trying to, that too. Or just in general, it's a lot going on. It's just for y'all safety, well-being. Just hearing your voice, knowing that you're good is just, it gives me a sense of relief. You know what I mean?
For me.
Yeah,
that's all
don't
I
you?
Need to
yeah.
Yes. If I get the text or I get a call, I'm good.
Yeah. I had a curfew.
I feel like we're going to be like that, though, when we get older and have kids or whatever.
Yeah, but I always tell y'all, like, my upbringing was different. I had curfew. I had chores. I was babysitting. I had to go to school. My phone calls ended at a certain time. It wasn't no staying the night out. It was mama was picking me up with you in the car seat, Martez in the car seat. It did. Like, it was like I had like a system, and didn't I? Like, I had y'all got it good. Y'all don't gotta wash no dishes, barely clean up room. Like, I had to do everything.
No, we still gotta wash some dishes. Yeah.
Do you wash dishes?
Yes.
She washed dishes. She still have to clean up. You just don't live there. So
right. No.
You don't know.
We lived in the house together before, and I swear.
Mm-hmm.
What? My unit complained about
changes.
It.
Well,
like,
you know.
Oh, they ain't washing no dishes. I don't feel like washing
about
no
it,
dishes.
But look, I took care of it. Okay, so now. She's the last one in the nest, so she get it all.
All right, let me mind my business.
Mind your business.
They told me to mind my business. So you do chores? You wash dishes?
I mean, yeah. Like, if I see, she don't have to ask me all the time. I do it, take it for myself, do it.
Now you do, because back in the day, you did not.
Well,
I'm talking about back in the day. I'm talking about right now.
Back
last
in the day.
To the nest. Mine. So back in the day, when she was about 15, 16.
I took care of all of that.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I feel like
she do her part.
I had chores.
Wash
I had
her own clothes. Okay.
I've been doing that, though.
Yes, yes, you have. So.
I guess the washing dishes part for me used to be, I used to hate it because if I didn't wash dishes and I had to wash before school. Mm-hmm. I did. You used to be like, wash them dishes before school. You wash them dishes. She'd come in and hit that switch on the light. Now you come in and switch the light up.
Listen, she's saying all that, but how many times was she's always asking for something? All the time.
What you mean?
Well, can you buy me this? Can you do this? Can you
do
that?
You're talking about when I was
younger? So you had to earn that.
I mean, I did, though. And then I was babysitting. I was
okay.
Connie, remember? I was
it's
Connie.
Okay.
I don't really remember that much.
Yeah, I mean, you did. Yes. I'm not denying. You used to make sure I was good. But I just felt like
sure
I had chores. And it wasn't no wiggle room and a curfew. Mm-hmm. Like, if I had to be home at 11:30, it wasn't no 11:35. I was getting a punishment if I walked in 4 minutes late. And maybe get a 10-minute call
back
before.
In the day, we just did things differently.
I used to have a curfew, though.
Times have changed, you know. But,
I did. Midnight, 12:30.
Look how you became.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm going to give my kid that old school. Like, my upbringing. Like, they're going to have rules. They're not getting no tablet, no iPads. When I say sit down and go to sleep, you're going to go to sleep.
Okay.
Tablet. Ain't going to be no tablet.
No way.
Because it's just, I don't know, it's just different. But that's the change. I think times, with the change of time, that things change. Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It's just generation different. Like, everybody have different parenting techniques. Mm-hmm. I've noticed that. But yours work good because you raised me. Everybody always asks me, like, about me, and I'm like, my mom, like, people don't think I can cook.
Yeah, you can cook.
Can you please tell people, mom, on this podcast,
she can cook. Yes, she can.
People do not think, they're like, you can cook. Can you tell people that I do domesticated things? Like, I do wash dishes.
Yes, you do.
I do know how to, like, put the gas in my car. Like, people think I just be sitting here like pretty princess. Like, no. I get my hands dirty.
A lot of qualities in
her. Yeah, I'm like, people don't think I know how to cook. They don't think I know how to, like, I'm just sitting in the house. Like, no. I get to scrubbing them dishes, mopping them floors, and do domestic things. And I always say I learned that from you because you always make sure, like, you got a clean house, like, food on the table, like, home-cooked meals. Like, that's one thing I can say. I love to eat because I grew up with home-cooked meals.
Yes.
And it wasn't no little quick pop in the microwave. It was like, you cut that cabbage up, them green beans, you got some chicken, fresh red chicken. Like, I love food. So I always tell people, like, I'm a foodie, so I want good home-cooked food. So... I don't know. I'm thankful for, like, the good things you instilled in me. And I always do that because, like, I think as a woman, you need your mother. Your first example is your mother. I feel like in life, you kind of journey off and find your own way. But the first example of womanhood and an example of what you should look at is going to be the woman that's taking care of you, whether it's a mother or aunt. Or some, because some people don't have their mother. You know what I'm saying? So I'm thankful for that. You know what I'm saying? So you showed me the basics of, like, what a woman should be. Yeah, like I said, you taught me, like, to always make sure whenever I step out the door, I get myself together. You don't walk out the house with no bonnets, no scarf, and looking a mess. Yeah, you make sure. So, for me, I don't care if I just got a comb. It may not all be in place, but I'm going to look presentable.
Exactly.
Yeah, and always, I like the
class. And as you should be.
Yeah, because I've learned that that's the way I've always been.
Yes.
Like, growing up, you always made sure that I've always kept myself together. So, that's a part of me. So, yeah, I mean, I'm just thankful. Happy to have y'all here.
We glad to be here.
Yes. Girls Talk.
Representing
so,
today.
Yeah. Just talking about just life, just being a woman. What do you feel like some things that you, when you look at your kids, and do you ever look at us and be like, I damn, I did a good job?
Yes.
Or do you feel like you're satisfied or just
all
like
the time.
You? Yeah.
I wouldn't change anything about you or Maya.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I felt I've done my job.
Do you feel like it's...
Oh, yes,
like
most
you,
definitely. I'm very proud of you, both of you guys.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't take anything back. My sons, I'm very proud of them as well. You know, I think that it's hard, but if you do your job as a parent, this is what the outcome is.
Yeah.
You know, you got to take that time, you know, to raise your kids and make sure you... You know, that they had that good upbringing.
Yeah.
So be,
like,
respectful.
Like, for me, I always tell people, like, I think I'm a way that I am because of the things that I'm accustomed to. I always say whatever environment or certain things that are instilled in you as a child that kind of carries you through life.
Yes.
Now, I do believe, because I know for me, my younger days, I was on the Hennessy side of me. I've become green tea, okay? And namaste, and then all of that.
Okay.
Like, namaste incense, but I used to be Hennessy. Sometimes I got to go back over to that little Hennessy. Because people try. But most of the time, I'm on the green tea side. You know, I do believe that. So, what do you feel, Maya? Like, as a young woman, what do you like? Or what are some of your goals and dreams and aspirations? Or what you feel like you want to do? Like, as you're about to be 21 years old, you're going to the... I always feel like once you hit 21, it takes off from there. Then you got 25, 30. Then after that, it's like you're going and going and going. So what do you want to do? Like, what goals do you have for yourself?
I just want to be successful, and I just want to be, you know, financially stable. And
now you like your money, Maya. You don't play my bets. Keep us listening.
No, like, I just want to continue to grow, and I feel like I'm going in the right path, and I just know I got a lot of more stuff to learn about, so I just feel like eventually, you know, everything gonna work itself out. And, you know.
So you feel like just being around, like, it's beneficial having a sister that's older, having your mom still, she's a mom, but she's still hip and dope and still able to, you know, kick it with you, like, she a girl, but she's still your mother first. Like, I advise you that. Like, I can sit here and talk to you and have a conversation with you like you one of my friends, but I still have that respect. So don't you feel like
I feel dope? Like having older siblings, period, is just, you know, a good thing for me.
So you sit back and watch us and be like, oh, they bumped their head or they did this. You better take note. I tell you, please use me as an example. Okay, when I'm telling you, I'll be like, take this little notepad and be like, nope. Yeah, I do. I took things, like, I've watched mama, like, the way she do things. I'm like, oh, my mom do it like this, so I'm going to try this method. You know what I'm saying? So you pick up those, you know what I'm saying? It's a good, and you're supposed to take the good and the bad as examples of people. Like, take my flaws, too, because I ain't perfect. So my job is not to be the perfect sister, just somebody that's able to help you and guide you in places. That's it. Yeah. What about you, Taylor? Like, what do you feel? Like, what do you want for yourself? Like, you're 17. What grade are you in?
15.
Wait, why did I think you were 17 all this time?
I always told y'all I'm a sophomore.
Girl, where did I get 17 from? I'm supposed to be 17 so bad.
Right, she put, look, putting you 2 ages up, right?
Please, no, you're not going 2 ages
up. You just turned 15?
No. Yeah, in March.
Oh, okay. March. You got 2016 coming. Yeah, so you did tell me. You was like, I'm a sucker. I be. I don't know why I always thought you were 17.
What high school are you?
I go to River Rouge.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. It's a good school.
All right. And what so
do you,
far.
So do you, what do you want to do? Like, where do you have any, like, any career, like,
wanna,
any goals you want to do?
Yeah, I want to be a nurse, but I don't know what kind of nurse yet. And I want to have my own business. So, like, on my off days of being a nurse, like, not going to work, I'm going to do my business.
Okay. Well, it's good to be.
Stay with it.
If you got that entrepreneurship, and you can do it, because I swear I wish I had it. Like, that's one thing about me that I wish, and I try to deep dive into, like, being an entrepreneur. Because it's, girl, you don't want to be working for somebody.
I got a small business right now. I make picture keychains and all of that.
Tell us about it. Okay. Why we don't know about this?
Because
about it. Like, how can we purchase?
Oh, you can just text me or something, like, or send me the picture that you want for your picture.
Tell us, like, tell the world, like, what, like, is there an Instagram or Facebook?
Yeah.
Like, tell
my Instagram is Tay's Creation. So T A Y Z K R E A T I O N.
And you make keychains with, like, pictures and stuff.
The letters, numbers.
Yeah, dope. You got your own. See, that's a good start. Yeah. So make sure you guys go to Instagram and check her out. Yes, we got Black Girl Magic all around this table today. Yes. Hey. So you say you want to be a nurse?
Yeah.
Okay, nurses, it's a forever career.
Yeah. But I just don't like all the blood and stuff. But I feel like as I'm getting older, I can.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I watch TV shows and about all of that.
Yeah, we're like good. Like the medicine show.
Yeah.
Good Doctor. Okay. Love a good doctor. Yes. Love a good doctor. Love Chicago PD. Good. All them shows.
Yes.
Yes. Stick with it.
Yeah, always. And I'll say to you and Taylor, you and Maya, like, for just advice for me.
I'm looking at
it. It's looking. That wine that get over here.
Good.
You need a little more?
It's cold.
Yeah, it's okay. Get a little refill. We got a little refill. We got time for a little refill before we wind down. It's almost time for the wind down. But I'll tell you, ladies, for me being so much older than y'all, in fact, I'm old enough to be both of y'all mom if I was out there being college. I could be both of y'all mothers. I always tell you guys to always be yourself, individual, so don't be a follower. As you go through life collecting people, friends, associates, make sure those people are of value. And it's an exchange of energy and reciprocation between the relationships. Because back to what you said, wasting time. I did so much time wasting when I was younger that in my 30s, I feel like I'm sometimes on a treadmill trying to catch up for the wasted time that I wasted. So I say that to both of y'all and say, find a tunnel vision and focus on one task, one step at a time, and make sure that you're doing things, something that you want to do, not what people are telling you to do. Follow your goals. This is your life, and you have to make the best of it and start now rather than later. Always make some time for love, because don't nobody want to grow old and alone. I'm sorry. They tell women that just, you're supposed to focus on career. Yes, you do. But you also need to also have that space to have that, you know, the type of life you want to live, you know? And just make, when you collecting people, because I always say it's a collection. Through life, you collect people. Mm-hmm. And people collect you.
Good people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be all kind of people, but make sure that the energy is reciprocated on both ends. Yes. You guys are feeding each other. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And make sure they have good intentions, because I was a collector of people that I needed to let go. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and I always tell that. And just make sure you're a leader. You lead. You sell your own shit. And make sure that it's self-gratification in things that you do. And make sure that you're a decent human being and you move in integrity. And I'm telling you, like, I say this all the time, but what you put out into the atmosphere is what you'll get back. It ain't don't mean it's going to always be easy, but more of the time, you'll be favorable for you than a loss. If you put out into the atmosphere what you want back, it'll feed you. And I mean, how you treat people, how you move, what you do. Integrity is the one thing that nobody can take away from you.
That's right.
So when you got integrity and you move in a decent way, you know that you ain't out here being shady or malicious or just out here shiesty, then the energy, you know, the universe is going to pay you back. And I always tell you that. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's okay to, you got to know when you it's time for you to just be let go of stuff. And I always tell young girls that, because I feel like so much time now, social media raised y'all. You got Instagram, you got reality TV, you got all these things showing y'all how to be a woman, and y'all lose sight of what you really and who you really want to be. Right. I grew up in a time where it wasn't on Instagram. What was Instagram? Right.
Facebook.
So I had to create my own swag, my own style, my own fashion. That's why I tell people I love who I am. Mm-hmm. Because I can't imagine trying to fit into this little bubble of society telling you you're supposed to look like this and be like this. That's BS. That's you know, because most of them people not even happy with themselves.
Yes.
To be honest. So at the end of the day, you make sure that you know you got integrity and you moving and you doing what you got to do. And life will be what you make it. And I preach this to you all the time. And Taylor, you sit here with me every week.
Yeah.
And I learned this from you, Ma. It's just me learning from you.
Yes.
Like, most I always definitely. Say, if you taught me nothing else, you taught me how to be a survivor and to be strong and to make sure that I'm a decent and human being. Not saying I'm perfect, but to make sure that before I do something that is not good, I think about that possible good outcome. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that. Like I always say, you're the green tea.
Well, I can appreciate that you listen.
Yeah, I do.
You know?
I know I was a rebellious. I had my time.
Yes, you have.
Yes, but I always
look how you turned out.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
I don't give myself like enough credit. I'm going to do a brag today.
I wouldn't take it back for nothing in the world.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, I'm just grateful and blessed that I was able to instill that in you.
Yeah.
So, and working on you.
Bye. She got to eat that working on you.
So, yes, it's a beautiful thing. So, you know, we're black women. So
yeah, and just women in general. It's hard being a woman. It's hard. Yes. Don't y'all feel like some days, like, being a woman, going through the things we go through?
Yes, them period cramps.
Girl, listen. Taylor,
no joke.
Every month, it feels like the first time.
Yes.
And I've had a trillion of these.
I know.
Okay? And every month, Ma, don't I complain?
When
I talk to you, I'll be like, I got cramps.
I can't get out the bed.
I hate it. Like, and men act like it's no big deal. I'm like, if you had a uterus, and it was expanded from here to Timbuktu every month, and you had to take care of yourself, like a bandage, like you putting, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you really want to go there, TMI, but that's what it is. Yeah, I hate it. Like, I'd be so irritated. Like, that is the worst. And just being a woman, the things we have to deal with, you know?
Yeah, and it's so much. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's so much. Yes.
Like, dating my youth, look, the dating field. Ooh. You've been married for what? 20-some years? You ain't.
22 years.
It is savagery. Yes. Y'all know. Well, Taylor, you know, because you're 15. I figured, I don't know why I was thinking you at 17. So no.
Taylor's not dating you.
No,
not yet.
Somebody like you because you're beautiful, but nah.
Thank you.
No, but y'all, no. But Maya, see, that's one thing I don't know. Your personal life is your personal. That's what I got to pinch it out of you. Like, I got to pry. Got to almost stalk you to see what you got going on. I'd be like, yes. So what do you say, like, dating? How was dating for you guys, though?
I feel like it's a waste of time.
What do you mean?
I waste the time, but I feel like people waste your time. Like, it's a lot of, you know, they want to text for a few days and then go ghost or like.
Oh, that don't stop. Let me hear to tell you. I'm in my 30s and it's the same. When I was single, you used to be around when I was single and I used to be frustrated and irritated and agitated.
I just feel like, I don't know. I ain't dating nobody right now.
Single?
Yes.
Probably.
A little bit.
Yeah, little bit. Yeah. Yeah, dating is crazy. Like, I don't know, like, why people just want to be, like, my age. They just be out here like they winging it, like they got time to play. Like, it ain't chill back season. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think for it's just people don't look and value love, marriage, and stuff like that anymore. They feel like it's just a temporary fix that they need. You know, mm-hmm. everybody's just looking for that temporary satisfaction. Okay. Mm-hmm. Until they get cold outside and it's like cuffing season, then everybody mm-hmm. want to snuggle and cuddle because it's almost cuffing season. Mm-hmm. You don't know.
Yeah. I listen to my older cousins.
And they talk about it.
Yes. When they talk about it.
Like, how old are they? Like, what age? 20s, 30s, 40s?
She just turned 20 and the other one turned 19.
So, like, your age, okay. right? And they be saying the same thing she's saying.
Like, people don't be telling, saying how they really feel. Like, they are just. I don't know. Like, I really don't know how to explain it for
real. So, they tell me about their little relationships. And I just be listening to them because I'm the dictionary of the family. Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody talks to me. Everybody.
Do they be dumping all their problems on like, you are 15. That is, like, traumatization.
And I just, and they think I'm, like, 17 and all that all the way because I'm so mature. So, just talk to me about everything. And I just be there to listen.
So, they just come dumping you all their man problems and girl problems on you telling you what somebody did.
Somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
Therapist.
That's what it is. That's what a therapist is. That's why I say this every week. Therapy. Clinically trained clinicians can sit there and talk to you while you, as long as you're paying, they listening.
Yes.
They come and dumping all this on you, and then they gonna have you. See, that's how that toxic stuff get passed down. Mm-hmm. She's 15 years old. 15. Like, she needs to be living her life, taking some pictures and some selfies, or reading her a book, or try to get her a scholarship to college somewhere. Sitting back doing her turn, her paper for her final, or whatever. Right. Not sitting back listening about the traumatization of the life of a 20-something year old. That's crazy.
Taylor, are you listening, or you're not really listening?
I'm listening.
So you like listening?
No, I'm talking about your cousins.
Yeah, I listen to them. I listen to all of them. All
right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I was thinking if I can't be a nurse, then I'm going to be a therapist because I always.
There you go.
Yeah. You feel like might as well get paid for your services.
Yeah. Start charging them now.
Like, if you want a session, $20. That's right. You get a 20-minute session. Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like everybody want a vent. Maybe times I be want a vent. I be like, no, I don't want to call nobody.
We know that, Mom, don't we?
Oh, but yeah, because she calls us, right?
Yeah, all the time.
Well, y'all pick up, don't y'all?
Yes, we do.
And I even come up with a bottle of wine sometimes.
Yes, you do.
It ain't just me all the time. Okay. But that's well, all. It's just me all the time,
Vin. We all do.
Most of the time. You know.
I'll be trying to get you to bed, but you don't want to tell me your business. I'm like, you got some business, you don't tell nothing. Then you got to get to talking to her. She had a little glass of wine, and she'd be like, okay.
Then she open up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what? Youngins at the table.
It's good to keep your guard up.
Yeah.
You got to keep your guard up. Boy, I feel like 15, you really just, you ain't. Girl, these little boys, they be trying to run game.
Yes.
At 15?
Mm-hmm. In high school, especially.
That game be, how do they get?
They don't even know how to approach you. They don't know.
Are they respectful? Like, do they have respect?
Like, hey.
Do they have trinkets and gifts? Like, do they bring something to you?
So like, hey, what's
A? Yeah, they be like, hey, or something like
I'm
that.
I'm telling you, I promise, like, grown men still WTF, or what is it? With WYD, what you doing?
Yeah.
Or SUP, sup, like, sup. Like, I promise y'all, it's grown men that have texts. Like, when I was dating, when I was single, it was grown men that were WYD. Like, are you, how old are you?
Right, he don't spell it out.
No, they don't, girl. I'm telling you, like, I promise, like, chivalry is, like, it's trickling down. Like, if you find a man that has, like, the need to just want to have a complete sentence when they text with you, you got to appreciate that because it's always some emojis or something that's kind of, they send it. Like, I'm not an emoji. Don't talk to me in emoji. Just irritates me. I hate emojis. Unless it's like a heart or a smile.
Or when they think they in a gang or something, they text you with all that type of...
They text gang members?
They be like, say, let me think about something. I forgot, but like, they'll text you like... If you be like cool, like you know how I spell C O O L, they'd be like, or they put a K instead of a C because they're like blood K. or something. Yeah.
Instead of the C, they put K or like
B.
You know, like,
yeah.
That's crazy.
Y'all a different generation. I always say y'all the Fast and Furious because listen. The music you be playing sometimes, I'll be like, some of it I'll be vibing to, but some I'll be like, huh? But you'll be listening to some old school, too.
Yeah, I like the old school that she listen to, but all that other stuff, I'll be like, I can't get with it. Nope.
Ooh, ladies, not at all. It was good having y'all. Good having y'all at the table. Taylor sitting here thank you for what you do every week, girl. We probably run you crazy with these pictures we be having you take.
I do take a lot.
Girl, I'm sorry, but I do, girl.
I know how it is, because when people take pictures of me, I'm like, delete that.
Like, I don't want that. No, I don't like it. I'm very, 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 very strict on that. Like, let me see this picture, because people will post them both up to you. Like, it's picture posting etiquette. Like, at least make sure I look decent. We equally look decent in the picture. Mm-hmm. Don't post nothing but you're looking fly and I'm looking through. Mm-hmm. Like, I hate that. Yeah. So, I have to really, like, double-check pictures. Just make sure I like what I look like, because it's me. Mm-hmm. And Maya, thanks for spending a day down here out of your busy day.
You're welcome.
Because it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to have you out. And, Mom, thank you for coming.
Having
some wine, I told you. Got your favorite red wine.
Yes. Thank you for that.
Yes. So thank you guys. I enjoy having you here today. Again, we want to say happy birthday to James. I know you're watching, James. Hello. I know he's watching. This is baby, so he like it. You're supposed to be chilling, enjoying your birthday, and kicking back. I hope you enjoying it, my brother, like I said. We would like to give a shout out to Detroit Shipping Company and Podcast Detroit. And we'll see you guys next week.